I want to talk to you tonight about drawing near. Because that's what you came to do, right? You want to get in the presence of God because you understand and realize that's the only help there is. And so I want to talk to you a little bit about that tonight. And I want to start out with a scripture, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, that basically says, yes, I think it's right, as long as I am in this tent, to stir you up by reminding you. And that's exactly what I'm here to do tonight. I'm here to stir you up by reminding you. A lot of the stuff that you're going to hear tonight, I am sure you already heard many times in your life. That's okay. Because I'm here to stir you up, stir up your faith again by reminding you exactly what is God's Word saying to you in this such a time as this that we're living in. Are you ready for that? I mean, some of us, you know, when I look at that word reminding, some of us, we have almost lost our minds, you know, and we need to be reminded. Hello? Are you with me? So I'm here to have the Holy Spirit come and just touch your minds and your minds to be transformed by the Word that will penetrate and make the difference for you tonight. Amen? What a privilege it is for us. Think about it. What a privilege to be able to come right into the presence of God. You know, in the Old Testament times, there was no such thing. Only the high priest could go in. And once a year, they would even tie a rope around him. And if anything went wrong in there, into the Holy of Holies, he would just drop dead. That's how holy our God is. That's how amazing it is to go into His presence. But you know, when Jesus died on that cross, that veil was torn right down the middle. And now you and I, we have the privilege to enter right into the Holy of Holies. Wow! What an amazing privilege that is for us. Unless you and I understand what that really means. You know, we'll never really have any desire to go in. Why would you want to go in there if you don't have a concept of what amazing blessing there is when you can really enter in? Amen? And so tonight, I want to stir you up so that you have a desire to enter in. James 4 verse 8 says, draw near to God and He will draw near to you. Amen? We have to do something. We have to enter, we have to press in so we can get into His presence. Psalm 73, verse 25 through 28 says, whom have I in heaven but you? And there is none upon earth that I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart fail, but God, He is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. For indeed, those who are far from you shall perish. Hello, did you see that? I highlighted that for you. If you don't enter in, and if you always stay at a distance, you know, there's no blessing there. There is nothing there. The world has nothing for you. Hello, the only place where there's real life, where there's real blessing, is when you enter in and you get into the presence of God. That's really where the blessing is. Amen? And you have destroyed all those who desert you for harlotry. But it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all your works. My goodness, listen. If you don't know it by now, I want to tell you, it is good to draw near to God. There is no better thing to do. You could have done many things tonight, but listen, you came into the house of God tonight. There is blessing waiting for you. I'm telling you, this is where the answers are. This is where real help is for each and every one of you. Amen? 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 Praise God. You know, I tell you, my testimony, I don't have time to share it tonight with you, but over and over, God proved Himself in my life. And I can truly say, for me, it is good to enter in and draw near to God. When there was no money, He was my supplier. Many times when I didn't know where money was going to come from, you know, He was my supplier. He was there every time. When I was on my deathbed, when they had no hope for my life, He was there. And I tell you, every time, the closer you can get to Him, the more you realize the blessings that is waiting for you there in His presence. Amen? It is good. There's benefits. And there is favor in the presence of God. So I want to talk to you just quickly about how to draw near. How to draw near. First, it starts out with praise and thanksgiving. The word makes it very clear. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful to Him and bless His name. Listen, when we sing our praise songs, it's not just for ritual. Every time that we sing these songs, I want you to understand that if you just sing it because it's just the thing to do, because everybody does it, you're missing it. You're missing it. Listen to this old gray-haired man. I'm telling you, there is something when you start praising the Lord. There is power that pulls you right. According to the Word, it's not me saying this. The Word of God says it brings you right into His presence where there's His favor. Is that what you want tonight? I tell you, I'm amazed by how many people just don't get it. Not even in their real personal lives. I mean, how many of you are married? So many of you come in for spiritual guidance. Things are not going so well in your marriage. And every time I have to sit you guys down and start out by trying to understand your relationship, how much you're still building each other up. Is there any praise for one another still? I mean, I'm just talking about in your real life right now. This same very principle. You want to be blessed in your marriage, but you have no good words for each other? Hello? Do you think that's going to be any good for you? Let me illustrate this to you. This is my wife right here, okay? Baby, you are looking good. That red hair, those beautiful green eyes, you know. Honey, I just think you're the greatest. You're amazing. Can you feel that level of favor that's arising here? Guys, come on. You need to understand this. Do you think there's any difference with the God of the universe? I mean, look, even here at The Rock, let me tell you, you can't come in this house and try and flip off our pastor and think everything is going to be cool. The first usher is going to be upon you, and you're going to be out of here. Hello? You want favor? You got to, you know, understand there's something about speaking words that are lifting up and building up and praise and thanksgiving. You cannot come into the house, into the presence of God, thinking you can come with a stinking attitude. It's all about your heart, Pastor Jim was saying just this morning. It's all about your heart. Really, that's what it's all about. And it starts in your heart. If you don't have a thankful heart when you come into God's presence, and you want to come and you want to just start complaining with God about all the stuff that you're going through, hey, your attitude stinks. Hello, somebody need to love you enough, respect you enough, and tell you the truth. You need to get your heart right. You will never draw near to God. That's what the Word says. Not me. The Word says you'll never get close to Him with that kind of a stinking attitude. There's some angels on assignment. They'll keep you away from Him. Hello? No stinking attitudes, you know. God wants to see that you bring a fragrance in His presence. I talked to you about that some time ago. You know that your prayers need to be a fragrance. And so come in His presence with thanksgiving. Come into His presence with praise. Amen? Are you with me? Secondly, with humility. With humility. That's how you draw near. 1 Peter 5 verse 5 says, and be clothed with humility. For God resists the proud, but give grace to the humble. Hello? Do you want God to resist you? I know some of you are sitting here and you're saying, Pastor, you know, I've just not been able to enter in. It's like I've just been hitting a wall. I just can't break through. I want you to hear what God says, what His Word says. God resists the proud. You will find some resistance there when you try to enter in. You need to check your heart. It's again about your heart. You need to look at your heart and say, God, seek my heart, O Lord. Help me. Search my heart. And if there's any wicked way in there, help me to get my heart right. Because, Lord, I yearn to be in your presence. I want to draw near to you, Lord. I want to enter right in. But, Lord, I want to get it. I want to get there because I want to have the right attitude. That's the only way I understand. That's the only way that I'm going to get there. So check your heart. Make sure that you enter in with humility. There's no other way. You cannot have any pride in your heart and think you're going to get near the Lord. Amen? So attitude. The attitude that you need to have is you need to say, Lord, I need you. Oh God, I cannot do anything without you. That's the kind of heart that God is looking for. That you understand every breath that you and I take, every moment that you and I live, it's only because of Him. It's only because of His grace. Every penny that you still have in the bank, hey, listen, it's God. As little as it may be, God is your supplier. And He will continue to supply all your needs because He's God. But we need to come into His presence with humility and say, God, I want to tell you, I just love you. And I want to confess I need you. Every moment I need you, Lord. So I come with a humble heart because that's the only way I can come near you. Hebrews 10 verse 22 says, the first part of the verse says, let us draw near with a true heart. A true heart. A heart that's filled with thanksgiving. A heart that's filled with praise. And then a heart that's filled with humility. Thirdly, if you want to get near the Lord, you need to come with bold faith. Bold faith. Continue on with that verse, Hebrews 10, verse 22. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith. I just make that bold, you know. Do you have boldness in your faith when you enter in to the presence of God? You know, I tell you, I like the kind of faith that I see with Habakkuk. In Habakkuk 3, he says, though the fig tree may not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, though the labor of the olive may fail, and the fields yield no food. Everybody say, no food. Though the flock may be cut off from the fold, and there be no herds in the stall. Everybody say, no herds. Yet. Hallelujah. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You see, faith, Pastor Jim was saying, I think it was this morning, faith is what moves us beyond our circumstances into the supernatural. It's faith. And that's the kind of faith that will help you to get right into the presence of God. God loves when He hears somebody speak with faith. Somebody that says, oh God, I believe you. Yes, I wasn't there when Moses parted the Red Sea. But Lord, your word says it. And because your word says it, I believe it. I wasn't there, Lord, when you fed thousands with just a few loaves of fish and loaves. But thank you, Lord. I believe it. Because your word says, I believe it. And just the way you supplied every need there, you can supply my needs. That's the kind of faith that God is looking for when you come into His presence. Amen? Do you have that kind of faith tonight? Oh, there's about five of you. Whoo, boy. Hebrews 11. No, let me just read Psalm 131. 141, verse 2. Let my prayer be set before you as incense. Guys, do you want your prayers really to be a fragrance that smells good in God's presence tonight? Your heart is number one. Check your heart. Number two, make sure you pray with faith. Let there be some faith in your prayer. Amen? And then I'm going to close with this amazing scripture that Pastor Jim just loves and all of us love. Hebrews 11, verse 6. Without faith, it is impossible. Everybody say impossible. Impossible to please Him. For he who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. Did you come to seek Him tonight? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.